producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live and we are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition. I am coming to you via the telephone, and we'll be here off and on throughout the transmission. And David Knight is sitting in the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas. Again, I am on the road today working on a story coming to you from Texas. Again, David Knight is deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. And we've got a lot of news and information, obviously, to cover. I'm not just going to break down the truth behind ISIS and how this whole situation, this 3-day bombing campaign that's continuing is total theater, just because it's big news that Obama is doing a few airstrikes a day, supposedly, against IS or ISIS or al-Qaeda targets. It's more important because it is what I call a Rosetta Stone that we talk so much about, that decodes basically the entire pantheon of globalist manipulation and how their dark logic operates and how it manipulates, where you fund all sides and then gain power by playing the part of the good guys out of the chaos that you help sow and foster and promote. There's a special video report up on Infowars.com that I shot Friday for Infowars Nightly News that's extremely, extremely important. And we're going to be playing some of that report here today. And it will be powerful for radio listeners, but I particularly want to challenge radio listeners to go to Infowars.com/show and watch the video so you can see the news articles and see the admissions for yourself. The title of the video is Obama's ISIS Bombing Hoax Exposed, and it's about 17 minutes long. The video's total 20 minutes, but there's a 3-minute ad or 2-minute ad at the end of it. So it's about 17 minutes long. We're going to be airing that coming up about 20 minutes into the transmission here today. David and I will also open the phones up in the second hour and get into all the other financial news, the Obamacare news, the open borders news, the attack on the Second Amendment news, and the fact that Nixon, this was the 40th anniversary on Friday of Nixon resigning, and we have that video of his Oval Office television resignation there in the scratchy color video from the late 1970s. So we're going to be playing that coming up as well, or I guess mid-1970s. 1974. We're going to be playing all of that coming up today and contrasting Nixon to Obama, when I have not lionized Richard Milhouse Nixon in any way, or Attorney Minnesota, a saint. But quite frankly, Richard Nixon was a saint in many respects. I mean, even Clinton, who's horrible, is not as bad as Obama. And we can't just blame this on Obama himself. We would be unwise to do that. The image of Obama, the front man, the pitch man that is Obama, though, has been the most deadly weapon against this country, against the free market, against wealth, against stability, and against any type of future that we've ever seen. And so we're going to be breaking that down coming up here in just a moment. And then I know David, it was funny, when I talked to David about doing the show today, because I was late getting back into town, he said, you know, I'd like to cover Nixon and the contrast to Obama, and I had already sent the guys Friday night an email to the producers saying, get these clips of Nixon ready. I want to cover this. So we're on the same page. We're going to break here, David, but what's some of the other stuff you're going to be covering?
Well, Alex, there's a lot of news. There's a Missouri crowd. We had a massive riot in Missouri where someone was killed, very much like the story that was picked up by the Drudge Report on Friday about a guy who was carrying a BB gun in Walmart, a Walmart BB gun he was going to purchase and was shot dead by the police. Now we had a very large riot in Missouri, and Mitch McConnell's wife is actually sitting on the board of a group that's working to kill the coal industry. You know, Obama was supposed to be the enemy of the coal industry. Maybe we've got some Republicans.
I began to get...
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of really interesting, crazy news taking place around the world. We'll be breaking it all down, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Again, we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday worldwide edition. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. David Knight is riding shotgun with us there in the TV/radio studios in Austin, Texas. And there is just so much to get into, obviously, here today. We have horror at NASCAR as a race car star kills a driver trying to confront him on the track. Shocking video. No criminal charges imminent. I guess the answer is to ban cars. If somebody uses a car for something violent, you've got to convict everybody and not let anybody have cars. That's the gun control argument. We've also got the really serious issues like the imploding, falling border. We've got Obama supposedly into day four of airstrikes on Islamic State or ISIS, who've renamed themselves, formerly Al-Qaeda. We're going to give you the news behind the news, the rest of the story about how that's actually completely staged. That's coming up today. We've got Republican leaders going after the coal industry, working with Obama to shut off half of this nation's power that will totally cripple us when Mexico and China and India and every other country in the third and old world is allowed to use coal. We're not allowed to. Cheapest power source out there. It's such a huge issue. That's all coming up today. 40th anniversary came up earlier this week on Friday of Obama's prototype, Richard Milhouse Nixon, resigning. So David Knight's going to be covering that as well coming up in the next segment. Again, David Knight is in studio. This is a live Sunday edition here today, ladies and gentlemen. And David Knight will be taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour. David, that's just some of what we're going to be breaking down. I want to get into ISIS first before we go to the special video report that I shot for InfoWars Nightly News that we're going to premiere here for the radio audience today. But first off, is there other news? I know you've got a big stack of important news you're going to be breaking down as well.
Well, Alex, I think it's significant you're going to be talking about ISIS that Obama is now saying that this fight in Iraq that he's beginning is now going to be a, quote, long-term project. In other words, this isn't something they said that is going to be solved in just a few weeks. This is going to take some time. That's according to Bloomberg. So this is something that is that's been going on for quite some time. As you point out in the report, we've had this happening and building in Syria as well. And, of course, it even goes back to Libya and back to Benghazi. And you remember after the Libyan war, stopped. We had Senator Sessions question Panetta, who was then the defense secretary, as to under what conditions do you believe you can start a war? And they had that very interesting back and forth going on at the time. We're now seeing this happening again. And, of course, I think it's interesting that Obama waited until after Congress left so that he wouldn't have to go to them and pretend in any way, shape or form. You know, Nixon had his secret bombing of Cambodia, but Obama does his things now right out in the open. He ignores the law right out
Absolutely.
In the open.
We have a special report that I shot Friday for the Nightly News that will play on the radio coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I want people to understand something. A, ISIS, Islamic State, is al-Qaeda renamed. They are the worst of radical Islamic extremists. They're beheading babies, blowing up churches, blowing up non-radical Muslim mosques. They've killed over 300,000 people conservatively, according to the United Nations. In the 3+ years they've been attacking Assad, and our government and the French government and the British government and the Qatari government, the government of Qatar, the government of Saudi Arabia, is on record, and anybody can look this up, funding IS, which bordered in Syria, their operations, bordered Iraq. And so here's the issue. These are a horrible group of people. And I said when they poured into Iraq 4 months ago that they had huge convoys of hundreds of vehicles and armored vehicles. Why weren't Predator drones taking them out then when they were attacking U.S. military bases that had been turned over to the Iraqis years ago? Why weren't they being taken out like a highway of death with Saddam's convoys that were leaving Kuwait? Because the truth is, the deal was signed years ago between Iran and Saudi Arabia, the Shiite and Sunnis, to split up Iraq. Islamic State gets a third of it, bordering Syria, to take over part of Syria. A new country is being formed. This is all on record. It's just on the news. The North goes to the Kurds, and the EU and the Chinese are now controlling that oil to a great extent. It's been carved up. This is what the great powers always do throughout history, different empires. And the South and East then will go to Iran and will basically merge with Iran. So this is a total screw job on the most secular pro-America country, except for Israel and Egypt, in the Middle East. Of course, Egypt is in Africa. The most pro-America regime under Saddam Hussein. He was put in by the CIA in 79. They had movie theaters, rock and roll music. Women could go to college. No burqas. I'm not defending Saddam, but compared to IS, he was literally an angel cake. And they have now, after 20 years, destroyed the country, taken their weapons, broken the nation up, and now they're turning al-Qaeda loose to murder everybody. So why is Obama now bombing them? Well, it's very simple. Huge congressional hearings about why was the government openly funding al-Qaeda. That's why they changed the name to ISIS and then IS to confuse people. The military had those campaigns we can put on screen with Infowars.com saying, I won't fight for al-Qaeda. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz said, we're not al-Qaeda's Air Force, on and on and on. So we have all of that going on. And then there's major heat that our government is actually behind protecting al-Qaeda. Now, al-Qaeda isn't controlled by the U.S. government or by NATO. They fund them. They protect them. They give them the weapons. They make sure they don't get blocked coming into the U.S. by the U.S. embassy. That's all on record before 9/11. It's the same story. It's like a group of bees in a beehive that the New World Order, the globalists, go and throw into countries that they want to destabilize. So it's a real threat. It's a real group. But they then use the threat of this group that they turn loose to take over countries, to destabilize them, and take our liberties in the West via the threat of al-Qaeda that we thought was defeated, suddenly being allowed to gestate and to grow into this huge force that can now topple a major military in Iraq. It is truly unprecedented. And then finally, they're bombing some old artillery. They're bombing some old armored vehicles. They're claiming, oh, we're protecting minority Muslim groups stuck on a mountain. Isn't Obama sweet? When ISIS is simply trying to go into areas where they've not been told they can have it, and so they're being kept in line to only take the areas mainly where Christians are at to be slaughtered en masse, because even the UN admits the slaughter of Christians by Muslim extremists is exponential, and Obama won't talk about that. He'll just talk about some Muslim minority on a mountaintop, so that's why he's had a few dozen airstrikes that are literally a joke and wouldn't take out a Somali warlord, folks. ISIS is probably 50 to 100 times bigger than some of the biggest Somali warlords. This is totally and completely staged and probably, just like the airlift of evil back in 2001 with the invasion of Afghanistan, totally staged, and they're probably just bombing old artillery and things, as we know they did when they supposedly invaded Afghanistan in 2001. The real Taliban and Al-Qaeda were on NATO payroll, were protected, and then flown out of the country, 40-some thousand of them, into Pakistan and protected. That's declassified, NBC News, Times of London, BBC. I made films on the subject, 9/11, the road to tyranny, you name it. So here's the deal. Saudi Arabia is the big globalist ally. They run Al-Qaeda. They run IS. And they are working with criminals in our government to empower this group while having plausible deniability, and they bomb, supposedly a couple of armored vehicles and some artillery, and then Obama talks about, oops, a permanent force. They always were going to keep a permanent force there. They never really completely left, and now our own military will believe we're there fighting IS when really we're there to help make sure the country's broken in three and turned over to total balkanization and economic conflict. This is the globalist model, just like they're lowering our borders to balkanize our nation and bring in a North American Union. They bring in super regions, but then subdivide the super regions internally along racial, religious, and ethnic lines. David Knight's coming up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. If you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. Stay with us on this 10th of August, 2014.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio this Sunday, August 10th, 2014. Now, yesterday on the 9th was the 40th anniversary of the official resignation of Richard Nixon. And I have before me his letter, and I'm going to read it to you in its entirety. So hang on. This is really long. I hereby resign the office of President of the United States. Sincerely, Richard Nixon. That's all he said. Now, we do have his speech here. We have some excerpts from that. But the thing that I found interesting about this letter, besides the brevity, was the fact that he resigned to Mr. Secretary, dear Mr. Secretary, he says, to the Honorable Henry A. Kissinger. He resigned to Henry Kissinger, not to the Vice President, not to the Speaker of the House, who would have been second and third in line. No, he resigned to his boss, Henry Kissinger, the man who basically was the power behind the throne, the guy who was calling the shots, I believe, in the Nixon White House. But we're going to look at this. You know, a lot of people are – there's not that much coverage of the anniversary, actually, in the press. I'm kind of surprised with it being the 40th anniversary. Maybe they don't want to have any comparisons between Richard Nixon and Obama, because there are some amazing comparisons. Now, of course, Richard Nixon had his secret bombing of Cambodia, but – Obama doesn't make any secrets of his illegal bombing activities. He doesn't make any secret of the fact that he assassinates people by drones, that he assassinates American citizens without due process, that he kills their children without due process. You know, because it wasn't just Anwar al-Awlaki. It was his 16-year-old son who was also killed in a separate raid. He doesn't make any issue of the fact that he has this illegal war in Libya. As a matter of fact, they bragged about the fact that they didn't feel like they needed to consult with the American Congress at all in Libya. And now we see that happening again in Iraq. And, of course, as this is starting, as we pointed out earlier, and as we're going to go to Alex's special report in this hour, that Obama, talking about this new bombing in Iraq, says that this is going to be a long-term project. It isn't going to take just a couple of weeks. Now, some of the bloodthirsty neocon warmongers are very upset that he didn't give this new mission a special name, that he then went on to play golf. Well, I don't really know what to say about this, because to me, I'm bothered by the fact that they would begin and end the war in Libya with a UN resolution, with a NATO resolution, and that after the fact, when Senator Sessions questioned Defense Secretary Panetta about what do you need to go to war, and he clearly said, I don't really need to do anything other than I might talk to the UN, I might talk to our allies at NATO. And do we have that clip? I wanted to play a little bit of that clip. Yeah, let's play a little bit of that clip with Sessions going back and forth with Panetta.
We worried about international legal basis, but nobody worried about the fundamental constitutional
this is Senator Sessions.
Legal basis that this Congress has over war. We were not asked, stunningly, in direct violation of the War Powers Act, whether or not you believe it's constitution. It certainly didn't comply with it. We spent our time worrying about the UN, the Arab League, NATO, and too little time, in my opinion, worrying about the elected representatives of the United States. Do you think that you can act without Congress
asking Panetta,
and initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
You know, again, our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
Now, hold it right there. Well, hold it right there. Did you hear that? I mean, I'm amazed at that, just as Senator Sessions was. But of course, the Republicans didn't do anything about that. That was back, I think, in early 2012 or late 2011. You guys can check the date on that. But nothing has happened in the interim. And so now we have this again. We have Obama waiting until Congress is gone. And as Alex Jones just pointed out in the last segment, we had video of these guys going in convoys on open roads with no air cover, just on their pickup trucks with their weapons and the soldiers hanging off the side, traveling very slowly in single file down these roads. Everybody at the time said if you wanted to stop this now, you could stop it. And it wasn't that they hadn't done anything at that point. They had already been taking action against Christians, massacring Christians in Syria from where they're coming. There you can see that if you're watching the broadcast on our website on Infowars.com. Again, there's that picture that we saw there. Everybody knew that was going on. That wasn't a classified or secret picture. That was reporters taking a picture of this very long, very, very slow convoy of guys carrying weapons going from Syria, where they had been equipped and trained by the American government, where they had committed atrocities against Christians, very slowly driving into Iraq. This is what we're seeing, and it's a continuing pattern of abuse. And, of course, Secretary Panetta says, you know, we don't have to have Congress's authorization to get involved in a war. We need to have that conversation, because not only is this a situation where our government is arming and training these terrorists, and as Alex correctly pointed out, as everybody was saying, we don't need to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda in Syria, so they changed the name. They rebranded themselves. We saw the same thing happen in Iraq when there were a lot of scandals with the mercenary forces there with Blackwater. Once everybody started talking about Blackwater, and that was on everybody's mind, they changed their names multiple times after that. So after it became very clear to everyone in Syria that, yes, we were, in fact, arming and training Al-Qaeda rebels, and nobody could deny it, and we had people from Ted Cruz to Dennis Kucinich, both Democrats and Republicans, talking about how they wanted us to be Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. After that became common knowledge and it could no longer be disputed, we had John McCain posing with pictures with these guys as they're training them. After that, they had to change their name to ISIS. But, of course, they're not going to do anything to put up any real resistance. And Alex is going to cover that. But I want to talk about, are we really better off now that we got rid of Nixon? You know, everybody wants to talk about Nixon. They want to talk about how corrupt he is, but they don't want to make the connections to today, to Obama. You know, we can feel very good about the fact that Nixon was taken out of office. And, of course, there's some interesting aspects of that. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes politics, obviously, going on with that. Deep Throat was the, I believe, number two guy in the FBI. We all know how J. Edgar Hoover knew everything that everybody was doing even before the NSA was watching everybody's email, listening to everybody's conversations and recording them. J. Edgar Hoover had a pretty good bead on men in power. That alone is one of the reasons that we need to stand down our intelligence services, make them follow the law, make them not get into a situation as one of the presidents said, J. Edgar Hoover knows everything about us. It was Truman who said that. He's got stuff on everybody in power, everyone in Congress, implying that he even had stuff on him. So the number two guy being Deep Throat, feeding this information to a couple of rookie reporters, that raises a lot of questions as to really what was behind maneuvering Nixon out of office. But it was also a period of time, I think, when the law was taken a little bit more seriously than it is today, just as we had one time a constitutional amendment to have alcohol prohibition. Nobody bothers with any constitutional amendments to prohibit anything today. They just do whatever they wish. That is the law that we have now. We're going to talk a little bit about the legacy of Richard Nixon. Of course, things like the EPA, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. It's not just the secret bombing of Cambodia. He started the war on drugs. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about what people think about this. But coming up after the break, we're going to have Alex's breakdown of what's going on with ISIS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in studio on this Sunday, August 10th, 2014. Now, earlier in the show, Alex was with us. He's on the road, and he was breaking down what's going on in Iraq with the Obama bombings, the latest new war that he's starting against ISIS. Is this something that is a reaction to something that's new, or is this something that's been going on for quite some time, as he pointed out? He's going to break that down. We're going to play that report in just a moment here. We're also talking about the Nixon resignation, which was 40 years ago yesterday. There's an interesting story that was up on Drudge today. Public trust in government hits new lows. This is a poll conducted by the University of Michigan, and this is something they've been doing for about 50 years. Going back to the 1960s, they say consistently they found that the majority of Americans thought that they could trust government most or all the time. So that's how you get people like Richard Nixon in. And they said, until Watergate. In 1972, 53% of them trusted the government, always or most of the time. But that quickly switched in 1974. That figure plummeted to just 36%. And except for a brief period of patriotic sentiment immediately after 9/11, it has remained under 50% ever since. Now, where is it today? Well, today it's at 13%. 13%, the lowest it's ever been. So, yes, that's a good sign, I think. Because it was Patrick Henry who told us, trust no one, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Obama doesn't believe that he's bound down with any chains of the Constitution. So I want to get your take on this. Do you trust the government? Probably not if you listen to this broadcast. I want to get your take, though, on impeachment. I want to talk about the Nixon resignation, how you see that in comparison to what's going on today, as well as ISIS right after Alex Jones's report. Let me give you that number. That's 877-789-ALEX. It's a different number on Sunday. Once again, that's 877-789-ALEX. Now, here's Alex's report that we ran on the nightly news on Friday about ISIS.
Well, late yesterday, the Obama administration authorized military strikes to prevent what they say was a potential act of genocide against a religious minority, as well as to protect U.S. interests in Iraq. Now, a Kurdish news agency reported that hundreds of IS terrorists were killed in the Pentagon operation that took place there early this morning. Now, of course, the administration has been under intense scrutiny for the president's foreign policy failures, with many people pointing a finger at his decision to pull the troops out of Iraq in the first place.
Earlier this week, one Iraqi in the area cried to the world, "There is no one coming to help." Well, today America is coming to help. We're also consulting with other countries and the United Nations who have called for action to address this humanitarian crisis.
Now, flash forward 2 years, and we see that that statement wasn't entirely true. ISIS has been able to, just in a matter of months, destroy all of the gains made by our troops there in Iraq. And, of course, perfectly timed with Obama announcing these strikes. He goes on vacation. Trust in government is at an all-time low. Only 13% of Americans trust the government to do what is right, always or most of the time, with more than three-quarters saying maybe they can be trusted some of the time, and 10% of the population says the government can never be trusted. Now, this is just, these are insane numbers. We don't even remember a time that trust in the government has been this low. And now we have ISIS, who we've been watching them destroying large swaths of Iraq. They've been all over Twitter showing their beheadings and things like that. And our focus has been on other things, Gaza, Russia, Syria, the border. No one is talking about the literal terrorists that are taking over Iraq. Now ISIS is directing threats directly to America. They say that they're going to raise the flag of Allah in the White House. And then they go on taunting America, saying, don't be cowards and attack us with drones. Instead, send your soldiers, the ones we humiliated in Iraq. See, so they're basically saying, you know, come on with your, don't bring your drones, bring your troops. And this is one of those situations where America can actually say, bring the drones. We've been watching them driving in. But, you know, the president just wants to go drone people in Pakistan and big wedding parties in Yemen. Now, this administration has been itching to go to war, first with Syria, then with Russia. Meanwhile, we have been watching literal terrorists take over Iraq. They've taken over large swaths of Iraq. There have been public executions, beheadings, killing Christians. Why did it take the president so long to say, you know, maybe we might strike these guys? In fact, he's talking to terrorists, saying, if you guys get a little too close, then we're gonna drone you.
We've ended the war in Iraq. I've kept the commitments that I've made. I told you we'd end the war in Iraq.
We did.
Remind them that this is the president that ended the war in Iraq.
Joining me now in studio to further break down this current bombing campaign Obama is embarking upon in Iraq against ISIS, Alex Jones.
Leanne, this is one of the biggest stories of our age because it's hiding in plain view. It's even hiding in the front page of major newspapers, but the media won't point out how sensationally evil this is, that the West, the United States, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and so many other groups through NATO and others are arming IS, Islamic State, or ISIS, as it was known. This is simply a branding change from Al-Qaeda, because the West was caught funding them in Syria the last 3 years, to IS. So we're going to show people the mainline documentation that it is our government at the front of the line with France and so many others, England's involved as well, Turkey's involved, literally turning loose a group that is murdering Christians from Africa to Iraq to Syria to Egypt. And now Obama has the nerve to claim he's bombing them. So we're going to break down exactly what's behind all of this. First off, here is a map of the ethnic breakdown and religious breakdown currently in Iraq. You notice the areas in green are Shia. This borders Iran. Iran is a Shia state to the east of Iraq. Then you have this area that's basically a desert, no man's land, influenced by Saudi Arabia and Kuwait to a great extent. Then you have the Sunni Arab group bordering Syria to the west. And then you have the Kurdish area in this area of northern Iraq. Now, the Pentagon, the globalists have been on record for a long time saying that the takedown of Saddam in 1991, the second takedown in 2003, was about destabilizing a stable country and bringing in destabilization forces and breaking the country in three parts. Why is IS now being bombed after three-plus years of being given weapons from Benghazi and other areas by the Pentagon, by NATO, by Qatar, by Saudi Arabia, and by all these other factors to literally kill more than 300,000 people, launch chemical attacks, you name it, against the Assad regime who did nothing to anybody in Syria? They were allowed to come in the last 6 months, invade Iraq, take major cities. The entire time this was happening, even months ago, the Pentagon would not bomb their convoys with their Predator drones. They would leave them.
So this is Alex Jones on the Nightly News from Friday night. We're going to continue with this report in the next segment. He's going to conclude what he's talking about with ISIS, break that down, where the threat really comes from, and what's behind all of this. Now, we've also got some news that we're going to be covering. We have a riot that broke out in Missouri after a shooting. Essentially, as it was reported by an eyewitness, a young man with his hands up, although he was fleeing from the police, he was no threat to the police, he was shot 10 times and died. There was a huge crowd there. We also have news about the UK border staff are threatening to strike, to stand down, because they said, we don't have any protection whatsoever at the border. Essentially, they are the picket line. If they see somebody coming in, they're sick, as they did a few weeks ago. They had someone come into, I think it was either Gatwick or Heathrow. I think it was Gatwick. Someone came in vomiting and collapsed. Everybody was very much afraid of that. She'd come in, I think, from an area that was suspected. So we see this happening at the UK borders. We see our borders completely open. We see them standing down, and yet we see the rules of engagement internally in the country is being stepped up. We're going to talk about that and take your calls at 877-789-ALEX on impeachment, on ISIS. We'll be right back with the conclusion of Alex Jones's report.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ass with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dave Knight in studio on this Sunday, August 10th, 2014. We're right in the middle of a special report that Alex Jones put together last Friday for the nightly news. If you're not a Prison Planet TV subscriber, please consider getting a subscription. That helps to support our operation. You can share it with up to 12 other people at the same time and have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries as well as the nightly news. Now, after this break and in the next hour, we're going to be taking your calls on breaking news like the situation in Iraq, as well as we've got the 40th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation. What do you feel about impeachment? It was a turning point in this country in terms of people's confidence in government. I would argue that they were too trusting of government. Maybe it's a good thing for us to wake up and to see that, yes, men can commit crimes even when they're elected president. If you want to call in, that number is 877-789-ALEX. That's our Sunday number, 877-789-ALEX. We'll be taking your calls on those subjects. Let's get back to Alex Jones's report on ISIS.
You remember about a year ago, whenever Rand Paul and others said we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria, just neighboring, that was about our military saying no to openly arming Al-Qaeda. So when the public got upset about that, they named it ISIS, or now IS, to confuse people. But it's the black flag of Al-Qaeda. It's the same people. So why are they bombing now? Two reasons, then we'll go over the proof. Number one, Obama and the globalists are getting a lot of heat for openly being behind radical Sunni Islam with Saudi Arabia that is financing the entire destabilization so they can take over. And they're the big Western ally and the most radical form of Islam and the people that reportedly attacked us on 9/11, if you believe the official story. So who do we attack on 9/11? Do we attack the Sunni country that supplied 15 of the 19 hijackers? No, we attack Iraq with a secular leader, formerly CIA, put in 1979 during a more reasonable policy of stabilization of the region. Though they moved to destabilization and had him attack Iran in that seven-year war in the 1980s. So it's an ongoing destabilization campaign that gets more and more morally bankrupt, more and more evil. Now, first off, he has to act like he's getting tough on these terrorists. How can they take our rights away when our own government is funding Al-Qaeda? Change the name, turn them loose, the public's not buying it. So now you bomb some limited areas up here because they had seized some infrastructure, some oil fields run by the West, and had seized some dams. They want to break the country in three parts, the Shiite area, then you've got the Sunni area and the Kurd area. That's always been the plan going back to 1991. They had to get the country broken down first, deindustrialize it, get rid of the central government in Baghdad to do that. So ISIS is supposed to only come in this deal that's been signed with Iran. That's come out to where they permanently get this chunk of Iraq and the oil. The Kurds get this chunk and sell it to the EU. And Saudi Arabia and the West get this chunk to now break the country in three parts. Now, that's stated by the Council on Foreign Relations, a segregated or divided country. That's a British model of control. That's a fact, not my opinion. But on CNN and Fox News, you'll never hear any of this. It's just, we're bombing Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Aren't we good? Now let us take all your rights away. When they brought them in to begin with to bring down the country. So this country has been targeted by the West for deindustrialization, population reduction, and destruction. A crime against humanity, a hardcore, long-term war crime. That's the big issue. Now, it's not just about the destabilization of Iraq. It's also about using this new Al-Qaeda Islamic State base here in Western Iraq to continue to split up Syria and other surrounding countries. They've even got ISIS now attacking groups in Western-friendly countries like Jordan and other areas. So this is a double cross of everyone, a completely devilish move. Now, finally, let's move to some of the documentation. Leanne McAdoo has some of the mainstream media articles right there. ISIS fighter claims Turkey funds the jihadist group. Well, there's no claiming about it. They have giant training camps there. There's another, London Independent, Iraq crisis, how Saudi Arabia helped ISIS take over the north of the country. Let's move on to the next story here. Another article out of Business Insider. ISIS is likely receiving funding from people living in countries allied with the U.S. It's not likely. It's been on record this group was armed by the West, by NATO, trained by British commandos in Syria, and then ran back across the border to start this takeover. American allies are funding ISIS. No, America's doing it. What do you think Benghazi and the Stinger missiles were about? And the headlines now that they have them that we predicted. ISIS trained by U.S. government. Another article. And John McCain went and hung out with them, with the leaders of ISIS a year ago. And now they've been handed all these oil fields that they supposedly run, but that oil companies are going to buy the oil from. Can't have any sanctions on ISIS. So the only reason they're being bombed is because they're not totally run. They're protected. And they're like demons you release into an area to destabilize things. They get greedy and start grabbing more. That's when the bombing starts to say, no, 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 can't have those Kurdish oil fields. No, 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 behave yourself or the predators are coming. This is managing evil in just a cauldron of destabilization. Let's move on now to the next stack of news here. Again, Obama is being heralded as finally taking on ISIS. If you go back and look at the airlift of evil that happened back in 2001 that our own military told us about, they didn't really attack the real Al-Qaeda or Taliban. They would bomb conscript 12, 14-year-olds out in bunkers and in ditches in front of the advancing NATO and U.S. coalition forces. Then the real Al-Qaeda Taliban would be waiting, turn themselves in to be paid in gold, loaded on C-130s, 40,000 of them, and flown to safety in Pakistan. So again, Obama is doing this to distract the public from the fact that the West is actually bankrolling and protecting ISIS, and they're doing it to let them know who's boss and keep them in line, because all these groups hate each other. This is just like what Clinton did when it came out he was lying about Monica Lewinsky and other scandals, bombing an African aspirin factory that turned out had no connection to terrorists. So it's also a wag the dog scenario. And I mentioned that airlift of evil. There's the NBC News article on it. The Times of London reported on it, and many, many others, where, again, they took the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda force, brought them into Pakistan just 2 months into the Afghan war back in 2001 to start the terror networks up again and then move that proxy army to the next area. I want to get Leanne McAdoo's take on this before she continues with the news. And then we're going to go to a clip of a piece we did last year by Rex Jones and Rob Dew, Terrorist 101, to explain how this works. But Leanne, I get so excited when I talk about this because I've been studying it for more than a decade. And it's hiding in plain view, but the media uses the relative complexity to confuse the public.
Right. Well, we're funding them, training them at secret training bases in Jordan. And then, like you said, they're kind of slapping that. No, no, no. Obama comes out yesterday almost gently saying, well, we're going to airstrike you if you move too close. You know, just it's like, no, you're talking to terrorists. This is when you should actually be a president and talk tough. But he's like, well, we're going to do this humanitarian strike. And it's like, this is the one time people say, drone them. You know, they're sitting here basically saying they're going to be flying the flag of Al-Qaeda at the White House.
That's right. They said they're going to blow the White House up, hoist their flag, all this. And Obama's like, I'm going to nicely stop some of you, because they are his allies. And he's forced to basically do this to his own minions because so much exposure is coming on this. And there's a lot of sick people out there that says the end justifies the means. We've got to control these countries. No, they're bringing them back to the Stone Age and putting people in charge that murder Christians en masse, publicly eat hearts, and are now cutting the heads off of babies and releasing the videos themselves. So this is the worst scum of the earth who is used as the threat to take our rights in America, and our scumbag government is funding these people. This is outrageous, and we've got to get the word out on it. That can stop this crime. And they're killing nonviolent, non-radical Muslims en masse, blowing up their mosques, blowing up churches, killing hundreds of thousands of Christians, and nothing is being done. And the system thinks we're so stupid. And as you said, they have bases in Jordan. They have bases in Western Iraq that the Pentagon let them have. They have bases in Turkey. It's come out. And now they're even starting to attack places like Jordan that are their allies. That's how out of control they are. But see, the Jordanian government can now use these guys as an excuse, as a pretext to take Jordanian liberties, just like they can take our liberties here as well. Let's go to that report, Terrorism 101.
We're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to have your calls, as well as we're going to talk about, get your opinions on what Alex just said about what's going on with ISIS in Iraq. Where did this threat come from? What should we do about it, if anything? And, of course, yesterday was the...
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.